And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Donald Trump became the first U.S. president to be convicted of a crime on Thursday when a New York jury found him guilty at his historic trial, Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
A New York jury unanimously found him guilty on all 34 counts in his hush money trial involving Stormy Daniels.
I'm a very innocent man.
He is convicted of falsifying documents to cover up a payment to silence the porn star ahead of the 2016 election. The verdict plunges the U.S. into unexplored territory ahead of the presidential election on November 5th. Trump denies any wrongdoing. He's expected to appeal. He faces a maximum sentence of 4 years in prison, though others convicted of that crime often receive shorter sentences, fines, or probation. Incarceration would not prevent him from campaigning or taking office if he were to win.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. A day after a New York jury found Donald Trump guilty of 34 felony charges, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee will address the conviction and likely attempt to cast his campaign in a new light. He is expected to hold a news conference on Friday at Trump Tower. Britain's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said on Friday British and U.S. strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen late on Thursday were conducted in self-defense.
The RAF successfully conducted a fifth set of strikes against Houthi military targets in Yemen. Alongside the U.S., these strikes were conducted to further degrade the military capabilities of the Houthis and to prevent further attacks on international shipping.
Houthi television said on Friday 16 people had been killed and 35 wounded in U.S. and British strikes on Yemen. This is VOA News. Papua New Guinea's prime minister has visited the site of a major landslide that's estimated to have buried hundreds of villagers in the South Pacific island nation's mountainous interior a week ago. James Merapi told hundreds who gathered near a devastated village on Friday the list of governments and world leaders that have sent their condolences includes the United States, China, India, France, Malaysia, and the Czech Republic. The first mechanized excavator arrived at the scene on Sunday, but it hasn't been permitted to start removing the boulders, rocks, and splintered trees that have buried a 150 to 200 meter stretch of a main highway because the ground is too unstable. South Africa's African National Congress appears poised on Friday to lose a parliamentary majority it has held for 30 years, according to partial election results. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
By the early hours of Friday, its vote share stood at less than 43%. With half of all polling stations having reported results. The party of Nelson Mandela still looked likely to remain the largest political force. But for the first time in the country's post-apartheid history, it appears set to be pushed into a coalition with other parties. Which party the ANC might choose to work with remains unclear. The Electoral Commission has 7 days to declare full results by law, though it's usually faster than that.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Nigeria is experiencing its worst economic crisis in a generation, leading to widespread hardship and anger. President Bola Tinubu has so far refused to change course, insisting his reforms will improve Nigeria's ailing economy. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
President Tinubu introduced controversial policies, including the scrapping of decades-long fuel subsidy payments and floating the naira against other world currencies shortly after taking office. Transportation and food prices have soared, leading to an annual inflation rate of 34%. Tinubu has assured Nigerians he'll fix inflation and address the economic challenges. The president also announced the launch of several development projects, but critics say the government is irresponsible and pandering to foreign influence. Timothy Obizu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
German police say an assailant with a knife has attacked and wounded several people in a square in the southwestern city of Mannheim. Police shot the attacker, who was also hurt. Police said the violence happened shortly after 11:30 a.m. on Friday morning. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.